Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Right at the
my eyes are very important to me.
I've choked a coot.
No, it happens.
You freaking bitch!
Take off your shirt and throw me.
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
You want some pole?
Yeah, give me some pole.
Hold on, everybody! It's over!
Here's the situation.
We think.
They fell in love.
Hi. Oh, nice, Nemec. Hey, I'm rooting. Okay, so listen. We're covering the draft. It's me, Rob. Nemec's over there. Buck. Panthers just picked Tet McMillan. And
Who was a duck commit?
What?
Who was a duck commit at one point? He flipped.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I wonder how they got him.
Money.
Oh. Well, this is good for you because I've now... Okay, so I got to be honest. The last pick was the Jets.
Yes.
And they picked that Missouri offensive lineman.
And you couldn't have cared less.
Could not have cared any less. And I told Buck at the start of the show, I said, you lose me after about the first 10 picks, unless there's something interesting going on with like quarterbacks or something.
Yeah.
But I got my feeling a little early this year. It was pretty fun up until the Jets at 7.
Yeah, I get that.
So now I'm living vicariously through your bets.
Oh,
and
wow.
Listen,
okay.
I'm not going to say too much here. I hope, you know.
Feel free. Yeah.
I won't be divulging any figures or anything, but look, it's not going well for you so far.
So far, no.
And
we,
so
we needed Genty to the Bears or the Jags, and basically we needed the Browns to take Travis Hunter, and then we would have been totally fine.
And you got
there,
none
too.
Of that, and you needed a win, and you got Tet McMillan to the Panthers.
Now listen, I've got a few wins. We're just not rolling.
Well, listen, I just don't want you to go broke. And
the Tet thing was about plus 15 units right there. So we're still okay. And if the Saints go offensive line here, we're pretty good. We're sitting pretty. The Niners go D-line, we're sitting real pretty. The Bears to take a tight end, we're good. So there's still a lot on the board.
Well, I'm just rooting for you.
Cowboys to go D-line is plus 1,100. So I'm still feeling good.
Now, who do you compare McMillan to? Who's his comp?
He's an interesting one. Everybody wants to make the comparison to Drake London, but Drake London's big thing was he was so great at the catch point. Tet's huge, and he's like a male volleyball player, obviously. He's like an Olympic-level volleyball player, and people use that for both good and bad. Like, he's a multi-sport athlete, and other people are like, he's soft, he's a volleyball player. And you'll hear people say that about him. He's not good at the catch point. For as big as he is, it's weird. He won't get jump balls. Where he's at his best, he's big and physical. He'll catch that slant. And then he actually has surprising quickness with the ball in his hand in a way that doesn't necessarily show up in his testing. You look at his testing and you go, okay, he doesn't look particularly shifty. He's not great in the short shuttle. His 10-yard split's not great. And then when he gets the ball in his hand, it's like, hey, from now on when you run, just pretend the whole time you have the ball because you look so much faster. Huge hands can go up and catch the ball with one hand well, but if a corner's on him and physical with him, he gets disinterested a little bit, which is weird. He also is seemingly allergic to blocking, and that turned a lot of teams off. He also did an interview, an Instagram Live interview, and said he didn't really care that much about football at one point or something along those lines, like, I don't really study football. So there were some teams that were a little concerned about that. That being said, he's a big-bodied receiver who can really jump. I mean, you know, from volleyball going up and spiking the ball and everything. If you work on him, if you develop him, if you can teach him to be a little bit stronger at the catch point, you've potentially got a Mike Evans type. Ooh. There's work to be done, but he could be that type of player.
That's a good comp.
And if you're Bryce Young, and you can't really see over the middle very well because you're 5'8".
Is he still their quarterback?
Yes. You can talk yourself into, if you're the Panthers, we can throw him some stuff as a big target to the outside where Bryce can see, and he can make plays for us. And I think that's what the Panthers are doing here, and it makes sense. I like the pick in the sense that not only is he potentially a good player, he's a potential wide receiver one in a draft that has a whole lot of wide receiver twos, but also you're kind of doubling up your investment on Bryce Young. You're kind of saying, okay, let's try to get this guy better because we took him one, so let's make it a little easier on him because if we lose Bryce Young and that flames out, our franchise is in trouble.
Yeah, he certainly needed that. So the Saints pick is in. We'll get to that in a moment. The Bears on the clock after that, followed by your Niners and then the Cowboys. What do you think the Saints do then? You said no Jackson Dart. What do you...
Yeah, I mean, Buck, you can get in on this, too. They didn't pick up the fifth-year option on Trevor Penning. I believe Ryan Ramczyk retired. Is that correct?
I think that
is
accurate.
Or he's leaning towards retirement?
Yeah.
So if that's the case, they now don't have a pair of offensive linemen they potentially need. So Kelvin Banks Jr. here, to me, makes a lot of sense. He's the last of kind of the good offensive tackles that are on the board. They could go Mikel Williams or Shamar Stewart. They like really athletic defensive linemen.
It does seem like O-line, D-line may be likely here.
It's a trench pick, more than likely, but, you know, who knows? Tyler Warren sitting right there, Colson Loveland. But the highest odds, the best odds were Mikel Williams coming into this pick, defensive lineman from Georgia.
So if you're just tuning in, number one was, of course, Cam Ward to the Titans. He also will be throwing to Tyler Lockett.
I love Tesla.
Titans signed today. Travis Hunter to the Jags at two.
With the ninth pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Kelvin Banks Jr., tackle, Texas.
Okay.
Now that's a huge hit for me. I had that at plus 900 and Banks to go there specifically at plus 1100.
Yes. Let's go.
That was a 30 unit win right there.
Hell yeah. We're back in the game, Nemec.
Feeling a lot better. That's two picks in a row now, Tet and Banks. If we get a tight end here at 10 for the Bears, we're suddenly very quickly back
to kind of on track. We're taking a big vacation
this summer. So
big
that's
vacation.
Nice.
Nemec tipped me off to a little bit of analysis today that I listened to earlier. And I also nibbled on Kelvin Banks plus 950 to the Saints. So we're living.
There we go.
Why was it plus 950?
More people thought they would potentially go defense or quarterback.
And I didn't like that. As soon as Ramczyk, I believe it was Ramczyk that they either announced he fully retired or that he was planning to.
Yeah.
I went and looked at the odds, and they were plus 800, plus 900 to go O-line. And part of the reason is no one thought Banks initially. By the way, another former Duck commit who decommitted.
I remember that.
Yeah, he ended up at Texas. But Kelvin Banks is a guy who just didn't really make a lot of noise during the process. He's a good football player. He's not an outstanding football player. You don't have to worry about like his wingspan. That was way more fun to talk about with Will Campbell. You know, every guy had kind of a thing. Like Travis Hunter's a two-way player. Shedeur Sanders is flashy. Ashton Jeanty, should he have won the high? Everybody had like a storyline. Kelvin Banks is just like a good offensive lineman. And so for a while there, people were like, well, he's going to fall to 20. You know, he's going to fall to 15. No one's talking about him. Well, no one was talking about him because like, solid B-plus, A-minus pick to whoever takes him, and he's a good player. I actually like him quite a bit. I like him more than Membu as a pick because I do think that he won't fail. I think Membu has to be a tackle, and there's a world where, as raw as he is, he doesn't totally figure it out. If Kelvin Banks doesn't figure it out at either tackle spot, which he can play either, he slides into guard, and he's a very overqualified guard. So kind of either way, the Saints shore things up front for probably, maybe, a quarterback that they'll take later today or tomorrow.
Yeah, you called that. By the way, there's that little baby sitting in his, I don't know if that's his kid or what, or if that's his wife, but as he was, so he's in Houston, he's not there, and he's sitting on a couch, and as he was, you know, getting excited about being drafted, that baby got shaken all over the place and puked all over himself. It was a mess. Did you catch that?
No, but it's going to be one of those moments that's
clear. I'm sure it's going to be a big moment here.
Do you remember the dad that patted the girlfriend on the butt?
That was going viral today again. They were like, you know, re-going viral.
So they're hugging because everyone's, you know, there was the pic. And the dad just kind of, and it wasn't just like a, I mean, he got enough that he like, he got a little bit of a feeling.
She was in
there, like
a white dress, a couple little booty taps in there,
yeah,
right in front of the camera.
A couple little booty taps right in front of the camera.
Wow. Who was it again? Do we know?
It was kind of a random player. It was like a late first round defensive lineman, I think. But yeah, I don't. Lucas something rather.
Who are these hots up there? What are they doing? Can we tune into that? What do they got going on
there?
Do
you want to hear what they are saying?
Yeah, we got some hots.
Captivating matchups. It's the best.
Yes, because nothing says holiday cheer like watching your team destroy another. So, without further ado. Everybody, get it together, mark your calendars, set your alarms. The schedule will be dropped on May 14th.
Wait,
there we go.
Did they just have an announcement to announce when they're going to make an announcement?
They made a scheduled release for the schedule release.
That's embarrassing.
Every game, oh my God. Every game will be revealed on May 14th. Cool.
Okay, if you're rooting for me here, my biggest...
I'm rooting for you.
My biggest bet in terms of units.
Okay.
So I had other things that were long odds.
So this is Bears.
The biggest bet I had for units is the Niners to take a D-lineman.
And okay, we haven't seen the Bears yet.
I'm just telling you. In terms of betting, and I have some stuff on the Bears to take a tight end, but it's one unit to win eight units.
Tight
it's
end, not a Tyler bet. Warren?
Or Colson Loveland. I actually sprinkled a little Loveland here.
Okay. Wait, you have... So what's the Niners thing again?
Any D lineman or edge, defensive tackle or edge, and that's
for the Niners.
For the Niners at 11, and that's
you're a Niner fan.
I'm a Niner fan.
You know what they want.
Yeah,
what they're gonna do.
Well, I worry about the sexual assaults with with Mike Green. So they need to stop the run, and they need an edge rusher. I think both Walter Nolan as an interior defensive lineman or Mikel Williams make a lot of sense, but
okay.
We'll see. Now watch. They'll take a corner. And
I love Tesla. Like
yesterday, the NFL family lost a true legend. Bears
Not
Hall of
Isaac.
Famer Steve McMichael. My heart is with the McMichael family during this incredibly difficult time.
McMichael?
Missy, please know that you are in our thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts?
What is Mongo's remarkable contributions to the game and the community.
That's
will
like
never
a
be forgotten.
Short thought.
Yeah.
His
like a short
will continue
thought.
To inspire
a fart.
Generations to come.
Our thoughts are with you.
50 years ago,
rest in peace.
With the fourth pick in the 1975 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears selected one of Steve Michael's teammates and closest friends, Walter Payton, running back, Jackson State.
Rest in peace.
Walter would go on to rush for nearly 17,000 yards and 110 touchdowns over 13 seasons.
Come for the draft selection, stay for
the
Walter
Chicago
Payton
Bears. As you heard earlier,
what are we getting
the NFL
at here?
Continues to honor Sweetness.
God.
Not only for his performance.
They're probably
going to
have one of his kids announce the pick
the
or something.
Field, but also his commitment to give back to his community. With the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award.
Okay.
So with the 10th pick in the 2025
what
NFL
What was that
draft,
all about?
50th anniversary of him getting picked.
The Chicago Bears select Colson Loveland, tight end, Michigan.
Okay. Why are they booing? What is happening? Who's winning?
It's Green Bay fans booing because it's the Bears pick. They hate the Bears.
Well, wait. So what I think happened there was it got awkward because they had already planned the Walter Payton stuff.
Yeah.
And then McMichael died.
Yeah.
And so they had to throw the McMichael stuff in ahead
of the... folded it into the cake. And you're like, well, these ingredients don't go together, but here we have one cake.
All right. Colston Loveland, what do you think?
He was plus 1,200 to be a top 10 pick. Nailed that one.
That's back.
18-unit win
hell
for me.
Hell yeah.
So we are all the way back on track, actually, because we've hit now 3-4 picks in a row. Now, if this, for D-line, is Niners, we are back to feeling awesome about things. But Colston Loveland, I had him, you know what? I had him as the number one tight end in the board, and I know people love Tyler Warren, and he's a good player. People assume because he's a bruiser, Tyler Warren we're talking about here, that he's a good blocker. Turns out he's not. He's actually quite bad at it. Colston Loveland, however, is a better receiver. He's almost as good a blocker. He's a lot like Terrence Ferguson, only a little shiftier after the catch. Obviously, he's a first-round pick compared to Ferguson. He'll probably go day two. And if you compare Loveland's film last year, now, not this most recent season, two seasons ago, he was absolutely electric. He was not as good this year, but the Michigan passing attack wasn't as good this year. Loveland's an Idaho kid. I love Colston Loveland. There's a reason I picked him to go. I put a bet on him to go in the top 10. I thought he was the better tight end. Tyler Warren does a lot of gimmicky stuff. They'll run him on fly sweeps. They'll hand him the ball as a running back. If you're just looking for a polished pass-catching tight end that gives your quarterback another option, a safety valve, hello, Caleb Williams, Colston Loveland was the right choice. When they struck out on Genty, they're trying to make things easier for Caleb Williams. Let's get a running game and we'll be more balanced. Okay, that's not going to work. What's plan B? Let's go get a safety valve as a pass catcher. They go ahead and get Colston Loveland. I actually really like this pick.
All right, Niners next. Cowboys, Dolphins. We'll continue with more NFL draft coverage when we return on The Fan.
I love Tesla.
I'm Sergeant Mitchell Johnson. I'm here with service members from the United States Army,
Marine Corps, and
Navy. We are proud to announce that this year we are celebrating our 250th anniversary. We are grateful for the opportunity to partner with the NFL Salute to Service and the USO in introducing the San Francisco 49ers 2025 draft pick.
With the San Francisco 49ers draft pick, back to you in Green Bay.
They let them announce the announcement of the pick.
Wait.
They just had the service member say, here, now back to Green Bay.
Roger Goodell.
Thank you to our men and women who serve in the United States military for your sacrifices to defend our country's freedom. With
Come
the
on,
11th
Goodell.
Pick in the 2025 America, yeah! NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Mykel Williams, defensive end, Georgia.
All right. Is he good?
Mykel Williams, 5.
So the Niners are terrible at stopping the run. Mykel Williams graded out as the best run-stopping edge this year. He was also one of the team captains of that Georgia defense. He's a big body. He will fit in nicely in their 4-3. He played all year with an injured leg. And when we talk about this year's draft, we talk about NIL and one of the things that's changing at the draft, teams are worried about guys, frankly, not giving an S about football. Mykel Williams played hurt, and he gives an S about football. He did not get to the quarterback a ton. However, his explosiveness this year, and it shows up on film, was really limited. And he kind of looks like he might be favoring one leg. Again, it turned out he was hurt, and even at that, he was a very good player who graded out as the best run-stopping defensive end in this draft. The Niners are going to now have a partner opposite Bosa who can stop the run. They will address defensive tackle in day two, I am certain, if not trade up here and get one if they fall, a Derek Harmon, a Walter Nolan, someone like that. But the Niners needed to address things up front, especially stopping the run. And Mykel Williams is the draft's best guy at doing it. Niners reporters are saying the Niners went, once Mykel was the favorite to go to the Saints, the Niners explored a possible trade, potentially with Carolina, to go up and get Mykel Williams. That's why when the Loveland pick was in, the Niners immediately started celebrating and their pick was in so quick. Mykel Williams was the guy they identified and wanted and were even potentially willing to give up a pick to go get him. Instead, he falls to him at 11. They've got to be thrilled.
So they thought they
They thought they lost him. Well, Mikel was favored to go to the Saints. You bet Mikel Williams to go to the Saints.
I bet him to go to the Saints like at plus 475 a couple days ago.
Which was smart.
And then that dropped to like plus 250 within a day, and it looked like that was where things were going. But then as things started happening in the draft ahead of that pick and shuffling started going on and Banks becomes available, he slides down and it ends up being a benefit to the Niners, it seems like.
I really like Mikel Williams. When I did mock drafts at home, and yes, I do 7-round mock drafts for the 49ers. I spent most...
How many of them this year?
Oh, I do 5 or 6 a day starting in February. I don't know.
You're kidding.
No.
7-round mock drafts.
But only for one team.
For the Niners.
Yeah.
But, 6 but for a all day?
Yeah.
Are you married?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. But she
how's
just,
that going?
She, up and down.
Yeah, that's...
She says I'm on my phone and my laptop too much.
No way. Tesla.
Yeah, oh, wait, Cowboys.
With the 12th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Tyler Booker, guard, Alabama.
I about jumped out of my chair.
You thought it was Tyler Warren.
If it was Tyler Warren, that would have been huge.
Who's Tyler Booker? Is he?
So Tyler Booker is really an interesting player.
Offensive line or what?
Yes. He's an interior offensive lineman. Tyler Booker in an outside zone scheme has a third round grade. A team that likes to run the ball to the outside. If you want to run between the tackles and you want to run a gap scheme, Tyler Booker grades out not only as potentially the best interior offensive lineman, but maybe the best lineman. There are folks who have, just for a gap scheme, who run a gap scheme, who have a Pro Bowl grade on him. So he was a player that, for the right team, was highly, highly valuable, as in they might want him at 5, 6, 7 if, you know, other guys had come off the board. The Cowboys are one of those teams. So for them, Tyler Booker is an awesome fit. He has potential, especially with their history of offensive line. He has potential to be a multi-time Pro Bowler in the right system. And when we look at this draft, there aren't a lot of guys you project to potentially have Pro Bowl ceilings. There's a lot of guys who you go, he'll probably be a good pro and play 6 to 8 years. Tyler Booker in the right system, and Dallas runs it, has a chance to be a Pro Bowler. I know this isn't the sexiest pick for Dallas, but with some of their older guys, you know, some of their linemen getting older and moving on, they immediately address O-line with a player that should be good right away.
All right,
he's easily the happiest player there tonight. He looks like a big puppy dog.
And I think he had, of the players picked so far, he probably had the widest range of grade. I bet there are teams who said, geez, we wouldn't have taken him until day 3. He doesn't fit our system at all. And if you run a gap scheme, you go, crap, it would have been great to have that dude. We would have. He's our plug-and-play starting above-average guard from day 1.
So that puts the Dolphins on the clock, then Colts. I want to ask you about Sanders. They just showed Shador up there. And you called this, you know, back when we were watching tape, you know, when he was at Colorado. What is it about him that's making him drop and making teams scared of him? Is it just his attitude, or is it both?
So just from a profile standpoint, we all remember people talking about Bo Nix as being a checkdown artist. Well, Sean Payton's not going to bail him out. One, Bo Nix wasn't. Shador actually kind of is. Shador has a ton of tape. I think something like 35% of their passes were behind the line of scrimmage. He does not have a big arm at all. I mean, like, kind of noodle arm. And part of going to Colorado, potentially, honestly, there are folks who speculate they went there because the air is thinner. And it doesn't show off how bad his arm is as much as if he went in a really bad weather spot. He's got a really limited arm. The other thing is, and this happened with Baker Mayfield, and I want to compare to Baker because it's a really good comparison, I think. Baker Mayfield, we do not consider a lightning running quarterback in the NFL. He's not a statue. He's stiff-armed Nick Bosa this year. But he's not an elite runner like he was in college. In college, he was able to get to the outside. The reason he won the Heisman is that athleticism played at the college level where it's like, oh, he can run for 100 yards if you don't really worry about it. He's a good runner. Shador, even in college, backs up in the pocket, and the reason is he cannot shake or beat Big 12 defensive ends to the edge. If you flipped Sanders and Hunter's last name, you'd say, yeah, Travis Hunter, that's Deion's kid. He's a receiver and a corner. Shador is a poor athlete. I mean, he's not just not a great athlete. He's a poor athlete. He is an absolute statue, and he's small. So you've got a quarterback who's small, who doesn't have a great arm. He's very accurate because small quarterbacks that don't have a big arm have to be successful. But what really is concerning is people say, well, he took too many sacks. Yes, Colorado's offensive line was bad. The other piece of that is guys like Cam Ward, when they have a bad offensive line, they can still beat defensive linemen to the edge and buy time. Shedeur can't. Mm. Defensive linemen in the Big 12 were faster than him. In the NFL, they're going to gobble him up. And so if you have a system that's very much Sean Payton-y, where it's quick strike, quick read, he's very accurate, and he can do that well. But if you force him to stand back there and create plays down the field and buy time, he's going to have a really, really hard time. He's very limited. Again, like Kirk Cousins coming off an Achilles, or like a lacking mobility Brock Purdy.
So you think the attitude stuff is less so? It's more this physical stuff that you're talking about?
I had a third-round grade on him. I tried to totally take that out. I didn't grade it with Mike Green and two accusations. He was never charged of sexual assault. It didn't factor into my grade. I had a third-round grade on Shedeur. Hmm. If you need a quarterback and you're in a dome like the Rams potentially, and you just want a guy to like paint by numbers, like a Shanahan kind of guy, paint by numbers, throw it where I tell you to throw it and get it there, he will. If you run an offense where you go create, he's going to fail.
Who do you compare him to? Like, give me a current comp.
Kind of banged up Kirk Cousins or Brock Purdy without the mobility.
Oh, that's right.
You said that and earlier. And what's funny is that sounds like that. You're like, wow, that's really wildly specific. It was the exact same comp, those two players, banged up Kirk Cousins and now not mobile Brock Purdy, that guys have. No.
I mean, that's not bad.
See,
comp.
And people go, well, that sucks. A Brock Purdy that's not mobile? Well, you might be getting a league average quarterback, and if you've got nothing and you get a league average quarterback in the right system on a rookie deal, there's value there. Does it mean you want to take him 1-1 or 1-2? No, and that's why I always thought he would fall. You factor in all the other stuff, and if they lose, and he starts saying, my dad should be here, that's going to be a problem, not just publicly, but in the locker room.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to cut that crap out. And I look at him, and I don't think he's a character concern in the way that people talk about character concern. Like James Pierce Jr. for Tennessee, he's red flagged for being a bad character. I think of Shedeur more like Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen was a spoiled rich kid who couldn't get away from mommy and daddy's money. And it pissed people off in the UCLA locker room. And then he went to the NFL and he immediately lost the locker room. Shedeur is more that kind of character concern. Will the locker room tolerate him as a grown man and leader? Less than it's like Shadur's going to get in lots of trouble. I don't think he is.
Interesting. Do you think the Steelers will take him then? 21? Because no other team until then needs a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think I got it at plus 800. It's now minus 170. That makes sense to me. If I'm the Steelers, though, I'm absolutely terrified. I'm playing bad weather games a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. And his arm is not going to cut through that. And I would be more willing, if I'm the Steelers, to potentially take a flyer on a Jaden Milroe, who's a great athlete, cannon for an arm. He just has no idea where it's going. He's the polar opposite of Shedeur. I mean, seriously, you're not supposed to say this about quarterbacks, but if you just said, okay, he needs Tommy John surgery, he can't throw, you could say, hey, Jalen, can you put a sleeve on that and play running back? He's that good a runner. He really is.
Yeah, I mean, they say he's faster than most of the wide receivers.
He's that athletic. Yeah, he's unbelievably athletic, and he can throw it through a brick wall. But he's just, I mean, it's bad. I mean, he's raw. Like, he would be raw. If you saw a high school kid, you go, man, we're going to have to coach him up for college. But he could probably figure it out.
Is he Anthony Richardson-y?
Yes. And here's the other thing. If Anthony Richardson would have had a tremendous amount of success with the Colts, Jalen Milroe in a copycat league, they'd be like, there's not very many good quarterbacks in this league. Let's take Milroe, because he's like Anthony Richardson.
Well, we were talking yesterday. There was a scout that called Milroe the best running quarterback he's ever scouted.
Yeah, that's silly.
I love Tesla.
Lamar Jackson was a better, far better selection. Runner. But he's in that tier. He's S tier, for sure.
With the 13th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Michigan.
Well, you can see why Michigan won a title a couple years ago. There's the third Wolverine, Kenneth Grant, to the Dolphins.
And what's amazing about this is, like, the most electric player on their D line is a guy named Josiah Stewart, who's just really undersized, but he's an edge rusher. So you had those two just taking on some Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant, two top 13 picks in the middle. And then you just had this undersized freak athlete at edge in Josiah Stewart, who is coming off the edge. And the quarterbacks were just screwed. I mean, they just had no chance. And Stewart will get called probably on day two, maybe day three. But, yeah, we're not done with Michigan front seven guys by any stretch.
All right, Colts on the clock, followed by the Falcons and the Cardinals. As our NFL draft coverage continues, let's go to Buckle Sports Center.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
All right, NFL draft coverage continues here. We've got Andrew Nemec, and he is going to stick around for his show that will air from 7 to 8. And I assume you'll be doing a lot of what we've been doing here.
Yeah, especially, I mean, we're going to have the Seahawks pick on the show. And so we'll analyze that. It might be Gray Zabel, could be a wide receiver. It's going to be really interesting to see what they do.
So while
what you
we
got
were
on Gray Zabel, Isaac.
I'm sorry, what?
Gray Zabel, what do you think of him?
I'm sure he's great. while we were away, Colts chose Tyler Warren, the tight end from Penn State.
Yep.
So the Falcons are on the clock now. Cardinals, Bengals, and then the Seahawks. So who is Gray's what'd you say? What's his name?
D- doing great. Gray Zabel.
Gray Zabel. Who is that guy?
North Dakota State offensive line. Interior offensive lineman. Probably a center. Could play guard. He's versatile. He'll play any of those three interior spots. But look, you look at the Seahawks offense last year, and everybody wants to blame, or at least the uneducated fan wants to blame Geno Smith and said he screwed up. We had all these weapons. Their interior offensive line was an absolute train wreck. And their tackles are often banged up and have been. They invested in Abraham Lucas. They invested in Charles Cross. Those in year one both looked like hits. Now, not quite as much. So their offensive line needs work. And again, especially in the interior, they're terrible there. And historically, John Snyder has been anti-investing in interior offensive line early. In fact, he's made a point of saying, we'll go get our guys in the middle rounds and we think we can develop them. The problem is they can't and haven't. So last year it was Christian Haynes out of UConn, a player I actually like. But we talked about earlier Tyler Booker being a fit in a gap scheme versus zone scheme. Christian Haynes was a guy who was supposed to be a zone scheme guy. And last year they run gap scheme. So he didn't fit and it didn't work. They're switching back with their new offensive coordinator to more of an outside zone run scheme. So Christian Haynes should take a step up. And with Gray Zabel, I think they bolster the interior offensive line. And the whole offense looks a little better. And it better, or else Sam Darnold's going to be seeing ghosts up in Seattle.
Do you think that the Seahawks will go quarterback at some point in this draft?
I do. I do expect them to take a quarterback at some point. I think Shadur could be a landing spot potentially there if he falls. Mm-hmm. As a long shot, I could see him taking a flyer on a developmental guy. I wouldn't hate kind of a Quinn Ewers type of mid, you know, late day two.
What about Milroe?
Or what about Shuck?
Ooh, Shuck.
I don't like Shuck. Do you guys know the Shuck story?
Well, and I don't necessarily like him, but I've also heard people comp him kind of to Darnold, so it might make sense as a person for him to sit behind.
So in the very early days of my show, recruiting show, Lynch was the producer, and Will Darkins was in a lot to help out. We were being flippant in the break, it's not the break room, it's the what is the producer's room? What is that
you
called?
You mean the other booth over there?
The other booth.
Yeah. The studio.
And control room.
Darkins said, and this was early in Mike Evans' career, like year two, he was like, Mike Evans sucks. And I was like, that's stupid. Mike Evans is unbelievable. You're an idiot. And then we were talking some more. And I said, Tyler Shuck's going to get drafted. And he's like, have you watched Tyler Shuck at Oregon? He sucks. And he's like, that take is way worse than me saying Mike Evans sucks. Mike Evans is going to suck. And Tyler Shuck will never get drafted. So I have kept this running with both Darkins and Lynch to this day. I still text them. So when Tyler Shuck about it, we talk about it like twice a year. When Tyler Shuck has a big game, I send him a GIF of Tyler Shuck, whatever. So when Tyler Shuck gets drafted, I am sending an exhausted marathon runner crossing the finish line GIF because Tyler Shuck will be drafted and it will officially end a debate that began in 2017.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, that was years ago.
Oh, we've joked about it. It's been a running joke of our friendship for like 8 years. Yeah.
So how would it be 8 years?
7 years, 6 years, whatever.
Because they get six with the COVID.
Right, but then he redshirted, and then he got hurt, so he got one medical year.
So
he's 24 or 25.
What year was he at? He was at Oregon in 2017?
He was recruited in 2017, I think, yeah. I think that's right. Jesus. He was with Willie Taggart.
Was he?
Yes.
God.
So it's been a running bit this entire time.
He grew up with Cody Bellinger, who's been in the big leagues for like 7 years.
Yes. Yeah, it's crazy.
He's married, couple kids.
He was in the same high school recruiting class and went to prom, I believe, not with, but in a group together with Brock Purdy.
Hmm.
Tyler Shuck and Brock Purdy were friends playing quarterback in Arizona.
What? Who do you think is the best quarterback in this draft, not named Cam? I mean, like, who do you think is the next best quarterback after Cam?
It's going to be about fit. Like I didn't like Bo Nix, and I heard Dane Brugler talk about this too. He said I didn't really like Bo Nix, and then he got drafted by Sean Payton, and I went, "Crap, he's gonna be good." I think whoever Sean McVay takes to be the heir apparent to Matt Stafford probably would be my second best quarterback, regardless of who it is, because McVay's a genius, and we'll develop them and put them in an offense that fits for him. But that's probably not the answer.
In the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Jalen Walker, defensive end, Georgia.
Now, they have to be absolutely beyond thrilled.
He's awesome, isn't he?
Jalen Walker has played limited snaps at linebacker and graded out pretty well. He's played limited snaps at edge rusher. They bounce him all over and played pretty well. So he's a jack of all trades, Swiss Army knife, front seven defensive player for an Atlanta Falcons team who can't seem to develop or draft edge rushers to save their lives. And now suddenly they have a guy that could succeed or fail in three or four different roles. And not only that, he was a guy that people 2 weeks ago were saying the Jags might want to look at five. Definitely the Raiders were thinking about him at six. He'd go no later than the Panthers. The Panthers at eight have to take Jalen Walker. They wanted best edge available and probably got a guy that lasted seven or eight picks longer than almost any simulation they drew up. And he's an in-state kid. He's Georgia. I mean, internally, they're as happy as anyone other than probably the Jags, who made a huge move, and they have a new GM and a new coach, and they're like, look at us. We got Travis Hunter.
All right, the Cardinals are on the clock, followed by the Bengals, and then the Seahawks. We'll keep it here for more NFL draft coverage on 1080 The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Walter Nolan, the defensive tackle from Ole Miss, just went to the Cardinals at 16. Bengals are on the clock. Then the Seahawks. So, Nimick's show will start right about when the Seahawks pick, I think.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. They could go a lot of different ways, and I know interior offensive line makes a ton of sense. I could see them, since Matthew Golden and Emeka Egbuka are here, I could see them bolstering the receiving core after losing Metcalf. Why not get a little better there? That makes a lot of sense. They could do a lot of different things. It's going to be interesting. There's a lot of options on the board. If I'm the Seahawks, I'm actually pretty happy with the way things have shaken out.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, of course.
Appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
Stick around because Nimick will continue for another hour here. Do you usually get through the whole first round with that next hour?
I think in the past this started a half hour later and we would get to like 28, 27.
Yeah, I want to say we're like... it'll be close to wrapped up. I want to say it goes like 5 to 8:30, okay. So you might not get the full first round, but close to it.
I think we're going to get right in that 26, 27, 28 range.
On a scale of 10 to 10, how much did you enjoy my analysis today?
Oh, you were phenomenal.
Thank you.
The baby puking stuff was pure gold.
Yeah, look, I may not have an eye for talent, but I caught the meme.
You did.
I picked out the meme.
Honestly,
it's the meme of the day.
I've said a lot of things, and there's a lot of people who have said them better than I have. But no one has spotted the meme from today better than you.
That's right.
I mean, then that's a no-doubter.
Because Buck says it's all over the internet now.
That's right. It's the number one viral moment
they,
of the draft.
Are they crediting him, by the way, for being the only one to see that and point it out?
Isaac Everett Roth? I think so.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure he's getting the credit he deserves.
Yeah, that's right.
You're also, and I think three or four different times, your delivery of the line, okay, now who the hell is that, was exceptional. Almost like you really didn't, you set me up.
That's right.
But it's almost like you didn't really know who they were.
Yeah, boy,
because it was so authentic. You just set the table for it.
And you know what? You also gave back $20 that wasn't yours today.
That's right.
So
I'm pretty much a hero. I got to tell you, this draft, exceptionally boring after the seventh pick.
I thought I was
like,
trying to,
you did great.
I was trying to spice it up for you a little
bit. And I'm listening to what you're saying, but I'm like, man.
I get it.
Like, we need some quarterbacks, or we need some trades.
Well, you came into today moderately excited about picks 5 through 9, and you made it to 7.
Hey, that's not bad. I got halfway home.
Armand Mem what?
What?
Okay, I'm out.
Forget it. But see, what's funny is I could do this same thing for the third round.
You probably should. They should have. I'm not here tomorrow, but those guys should probably.
I think
have
you guys are calling.
Yeah, we're gonna give Nemec a call. Break down the remaining round
I'm
and the second round as well.
I'm calling you Saturday while I'm golfing, and I want seventh round breakdown.
So I had to drive my daughter somewhere last year, so I listened to the sixth and seventh round in the car, for real, on the radio. Mm. Like I love 1080, but it was a Saturday, and it was on I think 750, and I listened to the entire sixth and seventh round. In the car.
Well, I pray for your wife.
Right. I think everyone does.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Appreciate it. Great analysis. That's Andrew Nemec. He is not going anywhere. He is coming up next. Seahawks are one pick away. Stay right there. NFL draft coverage continues next on The Fan.